I am very, very good. I'm on the mine site. We did our first blast yesterday, Andy. Life is pretty good in the Borealis camp right now. We've been kind of working, pushing forward. This blast represents the first real mining and the first concrete steps that we're taking to advance this into a producing steady state mining operation. We have done a bit of, not a bit, we've done a fair bit of crushing. Over the past, call it 6 months, crushing a stockpile, testing at our heap leach pad, our plant, etc. The tests are over. We passed with A's, and now it's time to execute. So the first actual mining, which is excavation of that blasted material, will begin on Monday, and then the party begins.
That's music to my ears. I wish I was there. Go ahead.
The process is it's pretty simple. It's very similar to what we've been doing. And have dialed in, which is the crushing and the stacking on a heap leach pad, getting to a certain amount of volume on that heap leach pad, and then laying drip lines over top of that crushed material, circulating cyanide through that crushed material, that which collects the gold out of the rocks, over to our ADR plant. We do some very fancy, not overly fancy, chemical pressure treatments to that solution and carbon, and that results in the pour of gold doré.
Kelly Malcolm, Borealis Mining. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
I am very, very good. I'm on the mine site. We did our first blast yesterday, Andy. Life is pretty good in the Borealis camp right now.
Yeah, it really is. And to all my viewers and listeners, I am a shareholder, so I have skin in the game. That is not an endorsement. Do your own due diligence. I'm a very happy shareholder. Kelly and I met, I want to say it was last springtime. And that's when I started made my first purchase of the stock, and I have acquired since then. Do your all due diligence, and also Borealis is a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. So Kelly, walk me through this. The news hit the fan, I want to say, earlier this morning. I read it a couple of hours ago. I'm checking out on it, seeing just what's going on with all my the companies I'm investment in. What is exactly does this mean for those that don't know?
Sure. So in our eyes, it's probably one of the most exciting news releases, certainly for us as a company internally, as a team. So we bought the Borealis mine in the spring of 2023. We actually signed, amazingly, our LOI for it, or first letter of intent, in October of 22, when gold was $1,600, which right now is crazy thinking about the delta there. But digressing, sorry. It's exciting for us because ever since acquisition, we took over the mine site spring of 2023. We've been spending money, we've been advancing the project, we've been kind of working, pushing forward. This blast represents the first real mining and the first concrete steps that we're taking to advance this into a producing steady state mining operation. We have done a bit of, not a bit, we've done a fair bit of crushing over the past, call it 6 months, crushing a stockpile, testing at our heap leach pad, our plant, etc. The tests are over. We passed with A's, and now it's time to execute. And we had our whole team on site. It was a meaningful thing for us to see that rock blow up and fragment so beautifully, and it was just well executed, and I'm proud of the whole team, and I'm a very happy shareholder alongside of you, Andy.
Yeah, and well, I won't name drop, but there's some big players that I know that are also shareholders. So again, congratulations to all the shareholders and to all of us. But walk me through a timeline now. So you did the blast here. What's next? What's the next part of the process for production and to getting things really getting some momentum and rolling?
Sure. So the first actual mining, which is excavation of that blasted material, will begin on Monday, and then the party begins.
That's music to my ears. I wish I was there. Go ahead.
The process is it's pretty simple. It's very similar to what we've been doing, and have dialed in, which is the crushing and the stacking on a heap leach pad, getting to a certain amount of volume on that heap leach pad, and then laying drip lines over top of that crushed material, circulating cyanide through that crushed material, which collects the gold out of the rocks, over to our ADR plant. We do some very fancy, not overly fancy, chemical pressure treatments to that solution and carbon, and that results in the pour of gold doré. The only difference now is that we have a step further, which is we'll be doing lots of subsequent blasts, and we're going to be mining material out of the pit and trucking it either to our waste dumps for material that's not mineralized, or to our stockpile for crushing and continuation of that process. So very, very, I'm actually happy that we started this way. We kind of got the baby steps out of the way with testing the, actually first when we acquired the project, we were just residual leaching. So washing water through the heap leach pad, running a few gold pours, added the stockpile crushing, stacking process, and now we're adding the third component, which is the actual mining.
Right. That's why we do this. So it's interesting to me. So it's pretty imminent that you guys are going to be pouring and then really getting cash flow, correct? Is that
Yeah.
correct?
We've been steady state. We just paused actually after the holidays. We switched contractors from the guys that were crushing the stockpile to the new ones that we announced last week, which is Leadcore. So Leadcore is going to take over all the operations, but we're still currently treating ore with, or rock with cyanide right now, and we're going to have steady state pours on a go forward basis. So the cool thing about, again, about doing this baby steps, is we don't have a big lag period from the blast that we announced this morning and did yesterday through to actual gold production. It's going to be basically a continuum, and that continuum will increase in periodicity.
Okay, good. So walk me through really the next quarter or really the next 6 months here. The plan is to incrementally, again, mine gold and produce gold, if you would. So that is I don't want to say baby steps because those are already been done, but there's a lead up until you can get to producing, increasing your volumes and production, correct?
Yeah, so really, I consider this coming quarter, really, we start our quarters, our fiscal quarters. Our Q3 begins February 1st. So I consider that quarter really the test quarter before we can call ourselves really commercially producing. I think that I originally had intended to provide guidance out the gate, was advised against it. At least until we get the, there's going to be some kinks. There's going to be some things that happen. There's going to be some changes, some slowdowns, some things that speed up. So I think it's prudent for investors and potential investors not to be. You don't want to certainly when you first start, you don't want to present something that's not going to happen. So after this first quarter, we should be in a position to present, or even within this quarter, in a position to present a the upcoming production, but also a growth platform to increase volumes, increase ounce throughput, and really set the story straight for everyone that's looking at Borealis.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting at. Okay, so really the process is let's get this process down, if you would, over this quarter, and then we'll get some really firm guidance or firmer guidance going in the second quarter, correct?
That's the plan as it sits right now.
Sure. And
And
anything can happen in mining, right?
that's what I mean. So that may change. We may come out with something sooner. We'll see how it goes. I'm really impressed with the group that mobilized to site. We announced last week that mobilization was beginning. They drilled a pattern, blasted the first blast, and are preparing to mine within about a 2 week period, which is
Fantastic.
pretty darn amazing.
Yeah,
Coming
it is.
up in the north, down here, and have their whole team here. The parking lot is full of. There's about 50 trucks outside. It's a really, I'm really excited about where things are going and how they're progressing so far.
Yeah, and fantastic. Yeah, again, just I can't say congratulations enough. Now, to all new investors or people that are considering Borealis, give us a 30,000-foot view here. Why you? Where you at? Why you? And I will give my 2 cents after I hear from you.
Sure. Why us? We are in the best place in the world to mine and look for gold, Nevada, USA. We have a permitted mining operation, further proven by the fact that we just announced a blast this morning.
All right.
We had blasting in our press release. We've got huge exploration upside on the Borealis project. Next up, we've got an asset that we acquired earlier this year called Sandman that is really intriguing, and I've been really trying to get an updated study to market. It's been a bit slow, but that is something for investors to look forward to. I assure you that we're pushing on all fronts to get that out. I know people are waiting for it. I am too, but I'm quite excited about that. And a third exploration asset called Big Balls. We've got a team that's young, hungry, motivated. We've got a board that's wealthy and successful and has done this many times over. Great shareholder register. We've got well above $30 million in cash. I think we're really set up for success here, and I think it's a really interesting pivot point from will they do it to announce this morning, boom, yes, we've started, the ball's rolling down the hill, and it's just hopefully picking up momentum and should be rolling down faster.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and I'll talk a little bit to all my viewers and listeners. So, my initial why I bought into Borealis, and again, do your own due diligence. This is not advice. I liked that you were close to production, but you had so much upside for exploration. And why I liked you're close to production is obvious because of the cash flow. You're going to be cash flowing a lot of money. And what I mean by that, just due to the price of gold, regardless of how much you're producing, and that will ramp up as the year goes. But then just the upside of everything you have in exploration, it's fair to say all that, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. I'll agree with all points.
Tell me a little bit about your background here and what you got into this, and talk about that and the team here. You always want to bet on the jockeys, right? So tell me about the jockeys.
I am a geologist jockey, so I was previously to Borealis, the vice president exploration at Amex Exploration. From pre-discovery through to the end of 2023, beginning of 2024, I believe. And that project went from no ounces in the ground to it's a little over 2 million ounces right now, going much higher. I think it's $800 million market cap today or something like that. So meaningful success through that process. In addition to exploration, did a whole lot of marketing, know all the banks, all the analysts, all the institutions. And then levered all of that success into Borealis. Prior to that, worked at Detour Gold with our COO and Vice President Exploration. Also did some juniors along the way, an advisor. I'm a board member of some great companies, one of which is Hercules Metals. Again, their pre-discovery through to current day. I have a background in both geology and economics on the university level, although I've largely practiced in the mining industry and not the finance world.
Yeah, well, actually, I was getting to that is what else very attractive to me with you is not only that you're a geologist, but the problem with geologists is that I like to say is that they like to drill a bunch of holes, which drives the share price. But it's getting a mine into production and also raising money. And what made me very attractive with the management was your just background in the finance markets. Yeah, again, geology background, but access to capital or figuring that all out, which can be just the death of a mining company. So that was really important to me, just to you as me saying that as an investor, but also to all of our viewers and listeners. Kelly, really, again, you're going to be pouring gold, and then what else can you walk me through the rest of the year? Just again, when will news be dripping? What should people be paying attention to, the people that are interested in the story?
Sure. So the bigger news items, certainly we mentioned it, the Sandman updated study, I think will be quite meaningful, and will set the path forward. So for follow-on updates as to the progression of that asset, I think will be quite meaningful and exciting. And then exploration over there as well. But starting an exploration campaign is much less exciting than announcing drill results, meaningful ones. So I'll put that on a lower tier at the moment. On Borealis, our financials are becoming meaningful, so quarterly financial results will become quite exciting, I think. Certainly they are to me now, in contrast to many explorcos where you don't even bother looking at anything aside from the cash position. Exploration at Borealis, exploration at Big Balds, We are M&A hungry. We've been pursuing some assets, some of which were sold to other entities, but in the last 6 months or so. But we are
I
active
know. I was aware. I
at
won't
other
comment, but I
projects
was
out
aware.
there, and I think we get something done at some point in the first half of the year here. Again, can't hold me to that one, but certainly something that we're actively pursuing. And there's still some opportunities. There's still some deals. Yes, everything's gone up, but there's still some attractive prospects out there that I think could be very accretive at various stages of development.
Yeah, excellent. I love the aggression. Real quick, and we'll end on this. Talk to me about share structure for those that don't know. You also mentioned that you have 30 million, correct me if I'm wrong, cash in the bank. So you're very well financed, but talk to me about all that.
Cash, it's well above 30 million. I just put that out there as a number. So we just raised 23 million. That closed on the 15th of January, so about a week
Congratulations.
ago. That's Canadian dollars. We had, if you looked at the offering document, in total working cap at the time, about 14 million Canadian. So really strong cash position now. 146-ish million shares out, 8 or so million warrants out remaining. About 1 million broker warrants, 7 or so million options slash RSUs, putting us about 163, 164 million fully diluted. Market cap today of around 230 million Canadian or so.
Okay.
Sorry, less our cash of 30 plus. So I think we're in a relative to many peers, and it's not, certainly don't take this as advice, any listeners, but I do think we're undervalued relative to peers. I'm not saying on a business case, but looking at the rest of the market, and where we are, I certainly think there's lots of upside here.
Yeah, and I would say so too. And it's interesting too. I was looking at it before this talk, and I was just looked at a chart of Borealis, and I've looked at your chart a lot over the last several months. But if you compare that really to the Lassonde curve, if you would, it really hits it really well because again, when we met, you were really coming into 9, 12 months of the Lassonde curve. And that's really when your stock started breaking out, but it wasn't a hockey stick for all of our Canadian viewers. It was really a good 30 to 45% angle going up from an upward slope to the right, if you would, if you're looking at a chart. So, and then looking at the Lassonde curve, usually typically to all my viewers and listeners, after the first pour and really after the first financials, you typically that's really when the excitement comes in, if you would. Also, I will not speak for you, Kelly, and or any advice to my listeners, but also I look at value relative. You said a keyword relative to peers. So take that all into consideration. Really look at value here. What stocks really still are have higher upside relative to the rest of the market. And just in my opinion, that's one of the reasons why I'm still in Borealis. Kelly, if people want more information about you, if they want to trade you, what's your website and what exchanges are you traded on and what are your ticker symbols?
Borealismining.com. Ticker in Canada is BOGO, BOGO. OTC is BORM, like Mary, F, like Frank. Be mindful, there is another Borealis exploration that is not related to us under the ticker BOREF. So that's
I
not us.
hope I didn't buy
There.
that. No, I'm teasing.
Oh, well, actually, they're similar priced right now, which is the funny thing. One's 5 million market cap, one's 180 in US. So there's a pretty clear difference, but just as a heads up. And then overseas, L4B0. We are currently on the OTC Pinks. However, we were just recently approved for, or we got approval from FINRA. We got our 211 approval. So we will shortly be uplisting to a more fulsome OTC exchange for your US listeners.
Excellent. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Kelly. I'd love to have you on again soon in the next few weeks again to get an update and see how things are going.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andy, and thanks for listening, everyone.
Yep. Thank you.